reduce.gov.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, St. Patrick's Day. The leprechauns are busily out there. Don't they mostly make shoes, Roberta? Isn't that what leprechauns,
leprechauns?
Do? What do leprechauns do?
What's their deal? I don't think they make shoes.
What do they do?
I think they just, like, cause trouble, leprechauns.
I think they're shoemakers.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. They stand about 2 feet tall, right? According to the legend, they're aloof.
They make shoes?
Unfriendly, live alone, pass the time by making shoes. And they also have a hidden pot of gold.
Hmm.
Treasure hunters track down a leprechaun by the sound of his shoemaker's hammer. If they're caught, can be forced to reveal the whereabouts
really?
Of their treasure. Yeah, that's the story. I wouldn't kid you on that. Have we found out what Boxty is yet? What is Boxty? The poll today... What's your favorite food to eat on St. Patrick's Day? Corned beef and cabbage, which really isn't even Irish. You have done some research on this, Roberta.
Uh-huh.
The folks here in North America think that it's all about corned beef and cabbage.
You're right.
Irish food. And in fact, it isn't. It's not an Irish thing at all. What is it? What's the origin of...
But I think it's an American thing. They started eating that when they came here.
Yeah, they didn't bring it over.
The availability of beef, yeah.
Yeah, not an Irish dish.
Like I said before, they would have bacon and cabbage.
Yeah. Now, in the Irish worked, they salt-cured beef, mm-hmm. apparently, when they... but you say they didn't have it over there. I have some people who just sent me... Tom, just sent me an email and said corned beef is first mentioned in print in the 12th century. And the story tells us about... Irish food as it was eaten at that time, the 12th century. Corned beef described as a delicacy mm-hmm. given to a king.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it wasn't available for the average person.
Right.
Because nobody, there weren't enough cattle, or if they did have cattle, they were using it for milk. And the milk, you know, that reminds me, sort of, we get off on these tangents because I am a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, mm-hmm. as most of you hopefully know. And so a lot of my attention when I'm not working on the program is aimed at the farm. And one of the things that is sort of a myth, the business about raw milk, raw milk or pasteurized milk, when it goes, quote unquote, bad, when mm-hmm. it gets rancid, when it goes off, it's not that it's bad for you. It just isn't tasty. It's not palatable. But in fact, raw milk or pasteurized milk, when it goes off, is the same as yogurt, mm-hmm. because that's what yogurt is. It's milk that's off. And back in the days before there was refrigeration,
say it again, Doug.
Before there was refrigeration, the milk was not. People didn't know. They'd get it out of the cow and they'd put it in a bucket and they'd leave it around. The flies, everything in it, and they'd drink it, and they kept it until it was all gone. It had nothing to do with whether it was tasty or it wasn't tasty.
Mm-hmm.
People would keep cows and they would breed them. Obviously, they'd hopefully have a bull around so they'd get a calf and they could get the milk out of the cow as long as possible. And when the cow was no longer able to milk, they would slaughter it. And they were old and the meat was tough. So apparently, they would take the meat and they'd put it through this process that would create what is today called corned beef.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even understand. Why do they call it corned beef? I don't know the answer to that. Do you know why it's called corned beef?
No idea, Doug.
Roberta, you're not being very helpful.
You're asking me questions I don't have the answer to.
Oh, but I thought you...
Let's see. Why corned beef?
Yeah. Cattle and how it turns into corned beef... I was always told when I was a kid, when we used to eat the cows, after they'd stop milking, they'd get, they'd get slaughtered, and it goes in the freezer, and eat the meat from the older cows. But I think when the cows were so tough, they'd use chunks of salt.
Yep,
right, to preserve them. That was mostly something done in Britain and the British Isles.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yep, yep. Okay. I'm looking here. Corned beef is sometimes referred to in the United Kingdom as bully beef, derived from the French term bœuf bouilli, in other words, boiled beef.
That was French.
Boiled beef, yes. Beef bouilli. So it says the word comes from the French.
Yep. Boil it. Instead of, well, what else do we do with beef? We roast it.
We broil it. We roast
broil it.
We barbecue it.
Barbecue it. Mm-hmm. Fry it as hamburger. I don't remember. I was trying to, my favorite meal as a child was roast beef, corn, and mashed potatoes.
Mm.
And I was just now trying in my mind to visualize what would happen. You know how sometimes you just cut off a piece of ham, for example, and
right,
you throw it in a skillet on Sunday morning and make it with the eggs and maybe some home fries, that sort of thing. Have you ever taken a slice of roast beef and cooked it the same way, like throw it in a skillet and fry it up like you'd fry up ham?
Yeah, you could do that.
Well, you could do it. I've never done it.
Yeah,
I don't eat meat anymore, but I mean, even when I was eating meat, I didn't think to do it. But I think you could do that with most anything, couldn't you? That, I mean, a piece of fish, it's harder to get a thin piece of fish because the nature of its flesh doesn't lend itself to being cut in small pieces, small, thin pieces.
Ah, I found it.
Yeah?
Why do they call it corned beef?
Why do they call it corned beef?
The term corned comes from putting meat in a large crock and covering it with large rock salt kernels of salt that were referred to as corns of salt.
Uh-huh.
This preserved the meat. The term corned has been in the Oxford English Dictionary as early as 888 A.D.
888 A.D.
Right.
All right.
So, in other words, the salt that they used to cure it looked like kernels of corn, so they called it corns of salt.
Got
there
it.
There you go.
Thank you, Roberta. Ladies and gentlemen.
There we are.
Roberta Fasanelli with the answer to the question. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, St. Patrick's Day, all kinds of ins and outs of what's going on and how the celebration will take hold through the day. It's 14 after the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. Geico could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. Geico. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Ugh, don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Doug's good day, 17 after the hour. We continue with our St. Patrick's Day overview. I am now about to put into Google B-O-X-T-Y.
B-O-X-T-Y.
Yes, I am, because this has been bothering me all day long. It serves 4 people. It's an Irish traditional potato dish. It's used, you can grill it. Fry it. Let's see here. It is, other than potatoes, what do you put on it? There are a lot of recipes. I'm going to epicurious.com, Roberta, for a recipe. That's where we try to find Chef Louis today, because it would be kind of cool. The Food Network today is doing a special on boxty pancakes.
What is that?
What, boxty?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm just saying. It's something that is made with raw potatoes, cooked potatoes, created as a way to use a supply. In Ireland, they had lots of potatoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to produce a different result. So russet potatoes, peeled, flour, baking soda. Every once in a while, that darn New England accent. Let's see, buttermilk goes into it. Raw milk, vegetable oil, preheat the oven to 300 degrees, cook cut potato in saucepan of boiling salted water until tender. Return to saucepan and mash. Cup of mashed potato to a large bowl. Mix in enough buttermilk to form texture and firm up the mashed potatoes. Heat in a heavy, large skillet over medium-high heat.
Mm-hmm.
Brush with oil. Drop a heaping teaspoon of potato mixture into skillet. Flatten it to 2 inches round. Make 4 of them in the average pan. Sounds like potato pancakes to me.
Right, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is, isn't it? Potato pancakes. All right, so that's what it is. You like potato? I love potato pancakes.
I love steak. My dad made the best potato pancakes.
Yeah. Did he sell them at the restaurant?
Yep.
Did he?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so that's the poll today, your preference on food. Yesterday's poll, what are your favorite things about St. Patrick's Day? 43% of you said nothing. It's just another day. Now, see, I'm into it, sort of, because it isn't a day that we throw away and waste like we do the president's. It's not a holiday. It is in Ireland, but it's not here. But we all kind of get into it. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing to get your mind off of some of the stuff that's going on. So at any rate, 43% don't care about it. 22% of our listeners who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said the food. 14% said the beer. 12% said the music. 9% said pinching people who are not wearing green. All right. Let's see here. The young lady, Cassandra, who's 5 years old, her leprechaun trap that she made is the video of the day. Very cute. At DougStephan.com. Also, there are some new photos from the Arnold Festival that I went to a week or so ago that you can check out. Some of the people, like the young fencer. I went. You should look at that picture, Roberta. I'm there on guard. With the, they brought 2 swords with them. So I had one and the other. The 9-year-old who beat me, by the way, had another. So it was really kind of fun. Watch those, that story sort of in pictures at DougStephan.com.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed. For now.
But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Egg.
Birthday list, Roberta, for this Thursday, the 17th of March, St. Patrick's birthdays. Paul Kantner, born in the States, 1941, guitarist for the Jefferson Starship, Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love, White Rabbit.
Yeah.
How many different, the Red Octopus album, I remember that, I had that, matter of fact. He did some solo stuff, but most known for his connection to Starship and Airplane. So Kantner is 70 today, somebody that many people love musically. Happy birthday to John Sebastian up next.
Oh, wow.
From the Lovin' Spoonful. You'll imagine. Summer in the City, Daydream, You Didn't Have to Be So Nice, Nashville Cats, Be Home Soon, Welcome Back. He didn't do Welcome Back. The song, Welcome Back. Let's see, 67, born in the state, 1944. So happy birthday to him. The drummer for the group Them with Van Morrison, Pat McCauley's birthday is today. A happy birthday to also Harold Brown, drummer for War. Have we had a lot of War celebrants in the last few weeks? Seems to me we've had War on the air a number of times. Am I imagining that, or do you remember that, Roberta?
I think I remember that.
You think you remember?
I think I do.
Yeah. Good is it if you don't really
remember what I did yesterday.
Yeah, good for you. Congratulations. Anyway, Brown is 65, born in the state 1946.
Nah.
Hard to believe I kind of choke on that. All right, let's see. Patrick Duffy, who was Bobby Ewing in Dallas.
Yeah. Didn't he die?
Remember him? No.
Somebody from Dallas died.
Yeah, I don't think it was him. I think he's still around. He was in The Man from Atlantis. He's not that old, 62 for heaven's sake. Mm-hmm. Big-looking, good-looking guy. Did the video with Suzanne Summers. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's Patrick Duffy. Scott Gorham is the guitarist with Thin Lizzy. Where's her back? That's always the song you get associated with. Thin Lizzy. Let's see, born in the state 1951. Yeah, he's 60 today. Happy birthday to him. Gary Sinise's birthday is today. Mac on CSI New York. What do we know about?
This is the Who.
This is the Who. Aren't they the Who songs for the theme for all the CSI shows, don't they?
They do?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I know. And because I don't watch CSI, so
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, no, all the CSI shows have Who songs as their theme.
Ah.
Yep. All right.
Someone must be a big fan.
Yeah, well, it's good for them, too.
Oh, I love the Who. One of my
Vicki Lewis is Beth on News Radio. She's 51 today. I don't know much about her, frankly, so I won't spend much time on her. Mike, a Linda keyboardist with Level 42. Now I remember this. Yeah. The Chinese Way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you recognize this?
Yep.
Something about you. Leslie Ann Down's birthday is today. And Rob Lowe, who's Chris currently on Parks and Recreation's birthday, is today, 47. Born in the state, 1964, is in St. Elmo's Fire. Right, remember? Suddenly Last Summer, Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. Is in Contact. He's a guy who has an interesting career. He seems to get into things sort of when they don't start, and he's gone before they finish. You notice that about him and shows that he's in?
Yep.
Yeah. He was rumored to be the number one for replacing Charlie Sheen. He said, nah, I don't want to do that. Billy Corgan is the lead singer of the Smashing Pumpkins.
That's
44
right.
Today. You know him. Matthew St. Patrick. Keith on 6 Feet Under.
Oh.
43 today. That's an interesting name. To be born on St. Patrick's Day. That's his name. And Caroline Corr, the drummer for the Corrs, is 38.
Ah, the language of love. Now researchers say which words couples use may predict their happiness. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. According to a new study reported in Psychological Science, when a couple is dating, if the woman uses the pronoun I more often, that's a positive predictor for the relationship's stability. The married couples who use the word we more often than you have lower divorce rates and more marital satisfaction. This study of the unconscious use of words is called language style matching, and two famous couples have been analyzed over and over by LSM specialists, Elizabeth Barrett and Robert Browning, and Ted Hughes and Sylvia Plath. As their relationships grew more intense, the commonality of the words they used in their letters went way up. And sadly, in Ted and Sylvia's case, when things went wrong, the words they wrote to each other matched less and less. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day.
Alrighty, been a pretty good day. We continue in that vein, thinking about the Irish and St. Patrick's Day on Good Day. It's 33 and change, actually, almost close enough to be 34 after the hour. Roberta Fasanelli and I are together. Rich is on vacation with Maria Bailey, their families at Orlando and Disney World. And let's see, where is that? Jennifer is down in Mexico. And so we found Chef Louis DeAngelis, who's the official cook and bottle washer for the Good Day program. And he's just come from his Irish St. Paddy's Day breakfast.
Oh, boy.
And would like to help understand what a good Irish St. Patrick's Day breakfast entails, Chef Louis.
Well, you know, I dream of food, so naturally I wake up hungry.
Right.
So the first meal of the day is going to be a good Irish breakfast today. Now, as the Irish put it, their breakfast is the same as ours, just a wee bit different.
It's
the bacon. It starts off with that bacon, which is like Canadian bacon, but it's boiled instead of fried.
Ah.
And you get a couple of slices of that on your
plate. How do you boil bacon?
Oh, it's you just take the bacon loin and put it in oil and water.
So it's not the little pieces. You take the big piece of bacon, the whole...
Yeah, you take the whole thing, and then you slice a couple of the pieces off for your plate.
Okay. So you're boiling it as one big piece. It's not that you buy a little package of, like, strip bacon and stick it in
the water. This comes as a loin, just like Canadian bacon really should come as a whole piece.
Okay. That's what I wanted to clarify, because otherwise it sounds kind of weird.
Oh, let me tell you something. I like it with that, some good sourdough bread with a couple of poached eggs on it.
Mm.
And then the crowning glory is instead of fried potatoes or grits like in this country, they have a deal called champ. And it is amazing. They cut up potatoes and boil them, just like you're going to make mashed potatoes, because it is a mashed potato dish. But they chop up green onion and put it right in the boiling water with the potatoes to flavor those potatoes.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Then they drain the water, throw a big knob of butter in it, just a splash of half and half. And it's not whipped potatoes. It's mashed with a masher, so it's a little lumpy. And when they put a pile of that on your plate, they hit it with some more green onions on top.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, between that, the boiled bacon and the poached eggs, Yeah, you're ready for anything.
All right, so is it true that the potato, I think the Irish believed if you ate potatoes with other foods, it would prevent indigestion? Isn't that true?
Yes, and it also prevents, in Ireland at one time, it prevented starvation. that becomes a major idol out there.
Yeah, right, exactly. But I've heard that if you want to help ease a sore throat, for example, you put a baked potato in your mouth and swallow it very slowly. The medicinal impact of a baked potato, especially the skin, is good for your throat. Anybody ever hear that?
Yeah, it all boils down to potassium.
Yeah, okay, so that's what it is.
And that's all based in the help of potassium. They even take slices of it, of potato, raw potato,
yeah,
and put it in a kerchief or wrap it around your head for a migraine.
Really?
And that seems to work. And they also, there's another remedy with potatoes. They take the starch juice of a potato, like for small children, like for babies, put it in an eyedropper, give a I mean, this sounds crazy, but an eyedropper enema of it.
Yeah.
And it helps cure if they have a lung disorder.
I've not heard that at all before. Okay, so Louis, you'd be a perfect foil for this, and so would Roberta. Everybody ready for some St. Patrick's Day riddles?
Okay, go ahead.
Ready? What's out on the lawn all summer and is Irish?
I don't know.
Want to take a shot, Louis?
Oh, God.
Patio furniture.
Oh, that is so bad, Doug.
Shame on you.
Oh, what do you call a fake stone in Ireland?
That sounds like Barney to me.
Nope, a shamrock.
Shamrock.
Why do frogs like St. Patrick's Day?
Oh,
come on, that's easy to figure out.
Oh, my God.
They're always wearing green. All right, that's easy.
Right, okay.
Yeah. How about a hint?
Yeah. Okay, calm down, people in the audience. What does a leprechaun call a happy man wearing green?
I don't know, Doug.
What's a jolly green giant. What do you get when you cross... What do you get when you cross a pillowcase?
I'm dying here.
What do you get when you cross a pillowcase with a stone?
I don't know, Doug. What?
A shamrock.
Another shamrock.
All right.
This is Rebecca O'Fasinelli answering these questions.
Right. Not to be confused with Roberto O'Fasinelli, who's also there.
Yeah. All right.
How many times have you been
loaded? I just got done loading 16 bales of hay.
All right. That's your excuse. All right, Louis, thank you for the help. I appreciate your helping us out a little bit. We'll probably talk to you tomorrow on Good Day.
Yes,
it's 21 before the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold pre-retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Jack Stockwell with another Nutritional Minute. How would you like a better sex drive? How would you like a sex drive, period? Back in the 1930s, it was discovered that women were bearing children in some of the southern states well into their 60s, and men were fathering these children into their 70s. Magazines went wild with this information, and researchers headed south. They found these people drinking a tea made from Spanish moss. You know that stuff hanging from a cypress tree throughout the south. It has no roots. It just hangs from the tree and takes its nutrition from the air and from the sun. They would dry the moss and seep it in hot water and drink it daily. How does it work? It stimulates a better balance and support for the endocrine system and goes right to the heart of your sex drive. If your drive has been waning a little or has gone south completely, you might want to learn more about this. Call my office for more information, 866-867-5070. That's 866-867-5070.
All right, so 18 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, St. Patrick's Day, a drunk staggers into the church, goes to the confessional, sits down, doesn't say anything. The priest is on the other side, coughs a couple of times to get his attention. The drunk just sits there. Finally, the priest pounds on the wall. The drunk mumbles, "Ain't no use knocking. There's no paper on this side either."
Ah! Oh, my.
Mary Clancy goes up to Father O'Grady after the Sunday service. She's in tears. He says, "So what's bothering you, dear Mary, my dear?" She says, "Oh, Father, I got terrible news. My husband is gone. He passed away." Priest says, "Mary, that's terrible. Tell me, did he have any last requests?" She said, "That he did, Father." Priest says, "What did he ask, Mary?" She said, "He asked me to please put that damn gun down." I got a couple of cuties anyway. This was good for this is one of those days. It's been a strange kind of a day.
Yes, it has been.
Hasn't it been kind of a strange day?
I think so.
Some of the other Irish lasses who are actresses, we were talking about some of them earlier on, Anne Hathaway, well-known, perhaps one of the best ones. I like her a lot. Drew Barrymore, who has been working at her craft for 28 years. I believe that Hathaway is 29 or 30, did a great job on the Oscars this year. Anyway, Drew Barrymore took a road trip around Ireland a couple of years ago, told Parade magazine that she likes to run naked in the Irish wheat fields.
Oh, jeez.
She's, I can imagine that'd be kind of cute. Sort of like Andrea Metcalf and her naked fitness. Heather Graham is also, remember her from Boogie Nights?
Yep.
She was in The Hangover. She is of Irish Catholic descent. And so there's a couple more of these people. I want to, before we run out of time here today, spend a little bit of time moving away from St. Patrick's Day, but to other stories. A heartwarming story that happens just coincidentally to appear at DougSteffen.com today. This is the kind of stuff that makes you think the world is A-OK and people in it aren't as bad as you think they are.
Okay.
The head coach of the L.A. Clippers, a guy named Kim Hughes, diagnosed 7 years ago having prostate cancer. And the we are all many times critical of NBA, NFL, baseball types who seem like spoiled children. The Los Angeles Clippers head coach, Kim Hughes, a former, I guess he was an All-American, high school tournament winner, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There was a, one of the sports columns talking about this fellow. His medical coverage, he's got prostate cancer, and it's really, I guess, quite bad. And he went to, he caught it too late. It's like so many times we talk about this prostate product that we have, and people just don't listen. Don't get their checkups. They don't have the digital exam. They don't, I'm not going to sell you anything here, but I'm going to tell you This guy is a perfect example as to why you ought not to not pay attention. That's a double negative, which means you ought to pay attention to your prostate. So anyway, this guy finds out that he has prostate cancer, and the Clippers organization, the insurance they have, for whatever the reason, declined to cover the costs. So the and having the surgery saves his life. He doesn't have the surgery, he dies.
Right.
So this guy is, there are all kinds of angles to this. I mean, I think about it, and I think, what is the matter with these people? They make all kinds of money, so the guy doesn't have any insurance, so the owners pay for the operation. You know, they can easily do that, mm-hmm. but they didn't. So the article suggests that members of the team decided that they would pay for his life-saving operation.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the story. His name is Kim Hughes, and this is this changes the way I just think so many of these sports people, whether they're celebrities or whether they're the owners, they're so selfish, and you use this story to sort of play through that. And I'm glad that it was brought to everybody's attention. We have the story at DougStephan.com. Declining to cover the cost of the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
They know it will save his life. And the insurance said, well, sorry, we can't help you because you don't have any, your insurance, for whatever the reason, doesn't cover it. This guy is a horrible. Isn't that a horrible thing?
Unbelievable.
So anyway, the players chip in, and apparently he's going to be A-OK. At least I don't know that much about it now. People say money wasn't a factor. I'm looking at some of the trailing thoughts, the comments on the story. But anyway, the whole thing is explained fairly well at DougStephan.com. But it does really get you to focus again on this problem that people have, the prostate problem. Anybody who's connected to any man who's over the age of 45, if you're not taking some kind of supplement, if you're not getting your annual exam, your checkup, you're very foolish.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very foolish. All right. Now, the artificial trees that could be combating air pollution. This is something earlier on today. People, they said, what do you, huh? How can this be? How can something artificial produce CO2? Now, we know that the photosynthetic process in trees keeps them green. It converts CO2 back to breathable oxygen. In other
right.
words, what you breathe out doesn't have any value. It has to be purified and then put back in the atmosphere.
Trees.
And this is the kind of stuff, by the way, that makes me believe in a hereafter, in a heavenly father, but certainly a force, in some kind of organization. Can you imagine this just happening by circumstance? How does that happen?
That we breathe out CO2 and trees breathe it in?
Yeah, and then they convert it back to oxygen that we can breathe again. That's how this system was developed somehow or other on this planet. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to exist.
That's right. We would breathe all the oxygen and put out CO2 and we would suffocate.
Right, yeah.
So every time you chop down a tree, you're suffocating yourself.
Well, but you know what? There are more trees in this country today than there have been for over 100 years. And one of the reasons for that, Roberta, is that we have farmland that's just sitting there and trees are growing up on it. You know, originally, the farmers, when they settled, as they were crossing the country, they had to clear off the land because trees were everywhere. I don't think most people know that. Most of North America
was all trees.
All trees.
It was all forests.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There were no open fields that amounted to anything. So what now are open fields? They had to be really, I guess, reclaimed is the word. They had to be reclaimed by settlers. And still today, I've done it on the farm, 4 or 5 fields that were 4, 5, 6 acres. I'd cut the trees down. I'm going to do it with one this spring, as a matter of fact. Cut down the trees, take the backhoe, stump it, dig all the stumps out, and then plow it. And then you can use it for corn, or you can use it for hay, or whatever it is that you want to eat. But it's a really interesting process. But all of this doesn't happen by accident. I think that's the lesson learned from this conversation, this focus. Roberta and Doug, 51 After on Good Day.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The earthquake, the tsunami, and now the ongoing threat of a meltdown and radiation. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. Here's what that Japanese earthquake sounded like in a northern Japan supermarket last Friday. Items flying off the shelves themselves collapsing completely, and the effects of the earthquake still being felt today. A hydrogen explosion rocked the already damaged Japanese Fukushima nuclear power plant today. We're told the containment vessel wasn't damaged, but a wall on the building blew out. Officials have discounted a large leak of radiation, but there are concerns nuclear fuel has partially melted in some reactors. One of the leading voices on nuclear power plant safety is optimistic a full meltdown at Japanese plants affected by the quake and tsunami can be avoided. Dr. John Stevenson chairs the Technical Advisory Committee of the International Seismic Safety Center. He says the nuclear power plant is one of the strongest man-made structures.
We've designed the containment, which is initially 1.5 inches of steel surrounded by 3 feet of concrete. An earthquake would never bother the containment.
Stevenson says the key to preventing a catastrophic failure of the nuclear reactors is to continue pumping seawater in them to keep the reactor cool. All that being said, low levels of radioactivity have been detected on 17 members of a U.S. helicopter crew off the coast of Japan. They were conducting disaster relief missions near the Fukushima nuclear plant. After washing with soap and water, no further radioactivity was detected. However, the 7th Fleet is moving its ships away from the plant after detecting low-level contamination in the air and on its planes. The Navy says the dose was less than about a month's exposure to natural radiation from rocks, soil, and the sun. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
We always have plenty of reasons why it's great to get out on St. Patrick's Day to enjoy soft spring skiing and riding, but the weather is certainly making it even easier to get outside to do that. Stratton in Vermont, ready for a little bit of sunshine and up over 80 runs with some softer, wet, granular spring snow. 34 miles riding strong with a couple of six-packs and the gondola open at Stratton. Hunter moving on to about 4 dozen runs from 5 lifts. Down into Pennsylvania where Big Boulder moving on to soft spring snow. 15 trails open. Getting warm in the Pennsylvania area. Ski Brule into the Michigan UP with 17 trails. They stay at full operation. Heading out west for St. Patrick's Day at Breckenridge, 155 trails, thanks to a recent couple inches of fresh snow. Phil still cranked up to almost 5,300 acres with a couple inches of fresh snow just the other day. The same for Steamboat at 165 trails with some softer spring snow. Park City, Utah at 114 trails. They stay at full operation. The Canyons now at 176 runs with about 3 inches of fresh snow the last couple of days. More snow country. GoodDayCountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, the stock market finished in positive territory, the Dow adding 60 points, finishing the week at 12,044. NASDAQ and S&P up as well. Crude oil dropped $1.54 a barrel last Friday, ending the week at just under $102.
26!
No, don't snap the ball. Sorry, there's a lockout. NFL owners officially locking out the players. The league and its players' association did not come to terms on a new collective bargaining agreement, so we have the first work stoppage in the NFL since 1987. Stumbling block issues include how to divide billions of dollars in annual revenue. Nobody feels sorry for either side here. March Madness begins this week. The NCAA College Basketball Men's Tournament. We fill out all those brackets at work, but there's another March Madness going on. It's the madness to get your hands on the new iPad 2. Consumers face familiar long lines at Apple stores over the weekend, and by yesterday, the iPad 2 was all but sold out. Apple says online orders are backlogged 3 to 4 weeks. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Right now, we are being colonized.
Oh, my God.
Battle Los Angeles, the alien invasion film, $36 million, number one in theaters this weekend. Couple of closing notes. Yes, this past weekend we did the spring ahead thing, advancing to daylight saving time. Not everybody springs forward, by the way. Exceptions to daylight saving time are Hawaii, American Samoa, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, Guam, the Virgin Islands. Most of Mexico doesn't shift until April 3rd, but some Mexican border cities do change their clocks to stay in sync with nearby American cities. Suddenly the simple question of what time is it isn't so simple. Finally, could not start another work week without mentioning his name.
Wow, winning.
Yes, Charlie Sheen. He's doing a live tour.
Duh, winning.
Charlie, relax. It's called Charlie Sheen Live, My Violent Torpedo of Truth. Defeat is not an option. So far, 2 announced dates for Detroit and Chicago, both in early April. Ticketmaster says it took 18 minutes to sell out both of those dates.
Ups, winning.
Charlie says he'll donate every dollar from this to the Red Cross to help the victims of Japan's earthquake and tsunami.
I'm sorry. Winning. Starting to get the concept now?
Concept is getting old, Charlie, but at least you're doing something for a good cause, for a change. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.